State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Today, we continue our story about a gunfight in Muskegon that put children's lives at risk, and the one woman who ran into the gunfire to save the kids. The woman's name is Carmisha Rogers. As she rushed the kids to safety, a bullet struck her in the head. I met Carmisha Rogers as she recovered in her room at Hackley Hospital in Muskegon. She was surrounded by humming medical equipment and cellophane balloons. She was hooked up to tubes, but she was able to sit up in a chair to talk. This was less than a month after a bullet hit her in the head and passed through her brain.
How are you feeling these days?
Kind of tired now, but I'm all right.
She could walk. She could talk. Her mother, Leandria Trainer, says it's been an amazing recovery. Miraculous, considering what the doctor told her to expect.
That night after surgery, he came and told me and my husband that it's touch and go. He said, right now, if she make it up out of here, she gonna be a vegetable. You know, there's a good chance she won't make it. And I told him, I didn't want to hear that.
That night, when Trainer first saw her daughter, she hardly recognized her under all the tubes and hospital equipment. She fainted at the sight.
I can't believe all that was her up under there.
That first night, no one really knew what led to Rogers getting shot. Rogers couldn't tell her story. Police were still sorting out the details. But what they learned later is that Rogers was not at all in harm's way when the gunfight broke out in front of her house on Monroe Avenue. She was on a second-floor balcony. She saw the kids playing on the porch downstairs. She saw guns coming out. She saw that the kids were in the line of fire.
And I was basically watching everything unfold as it was happening. And I seen the kids and I tried to yell them at the top of the steps, but seemed like my words weren't getting out, so I had to go down there and get them out the way.
Police say at least six men were armed during the fight in the middle of the street. As many as 30 rounds went off in all directions. And Carmisha Rogers ran toward the bullets to grab the three children and physically push them into the house.
What were the thoughts in your mind at that point? You knew there were guns going off.
I have a thought. Just to get the kids out the way. So I also want to do that for my kids.
Rogers says she remembers pushing the kids into the house. Then things went black. The bullet hit her in the back of the head as she got back into the house.
She's our hero. She saved our children.
Heather Tanner is the mother of two of the boys out on the porch that day. She and the parents of the other child have been telling the story to anyone who will listen. One of those parents, Jim Ridge, says Rogers deserves more credit.
I mean, none of us are rich. None of us have $1 million we can hand her and say thank you, and which I would if I could. But I guess my thank you, in a way, is get it out there nationwide what she did.
Ridge says he knows shootings happen every day in America.
But somebody that does what she did, that's rare in America or anywhere else.
Carmisha Rogers says she was just being a parent, even though the kids on the porch weren't her kids. Her kids almost lost their mom. But yesterday they got their mom back. After more than a month in the hospital, Rogers got to go home, and she hopes to make a full recovery. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.